The next question is, what happens to survivors who make it across the Mediterranean and who end up on the Italian coast? Carlotta Sami is the spokesperson for Southern Europe for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and she says migrants are housed in reception centers while they await asylum hearings. Sami says the UN would like to see the process changed for clear-cut cases.
This is something we are asking to create, kind of a fast-track procedure for Syrians and Eritreans, for example, because those are two groups that would receive the refugee status almost immediately, but they have to claim for it, and they have to wait for a period that goes from 8 months to 12 months.
So Syrians and Eritreans, you're saying, who account for so many of the migrants, might spend, you're saying, between 8 months and a year in a reception center in very likely
yes.
in Italy, waiting to see what's going to become of their claim for asylum.
Yes, exactly. But in reality, what is happening is they usually do not stay in Italy. They usually try to reach Germany or Sweden or the Netherlands or Norway, and they usually apply for asylum there.
What about people coming up from Senegal or the Gambia in West Africa who might be trying to avoid the terrible poverty of their lives back home?
Yeah.
What are their chances?
Of course, some people do not receive any kind of protection status, and this person has the possibility to appeal the decision.
And how long might an appeal take?
It might take even a year and a year and a half.
What you're describing is, for somebody who ultimately may be turned down and sent back home, still 2 to 2.5 years in some kind of reception center or holding status in Europe while awaiting the case to be settled.
Yes. This is what is happening.
If, in fact, anyone from Syria or Eritrea, 90% of those people, are likely to be given asylum somewhere in Europe, could the Europeans set up shop somewhere a lot closer to home and try to process applications for asylum rather than depending on the illicit trade across the Mediterranean to smuggle people into Europe?
Yes, this is exactly what we are advocating. We have to provide them with legal alternatives to arrive to Europe. We are asking for specific quotas to be distributed among the 28 members of the European Union to provide different kind of, legal routes.
Ms. Sami, one question. I want to hear what you say in response to critics in Europe who argue that anything positive that Europe does, including sending out craft to rescue people at sea, only encourages more traffic across the Mediterranean. Would any positive steps that Europe might take to make it easier to find asylum within the EU simply multiply the number of people who would be applying for asylum?
Well, this is a big wrong argument. If you speak in terms of refugees, you can be sure that they will try to escape and they will try to reach Europe with any kind of mean, I mean, with the traffickers, putting themselves and their sons and their daughters at risk. This is a reality.
Well, Ms. Sami, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Carlotta Sami, speaking to us from Rome, where she's spokesperson for the Southern European sector of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.